Hello. This is Madam Y. Welcome to my new recording. Get into a situation where you know you will remain undistracted by outside influences for the duration of this recording. Ask for inside influences, such as my voice, which you choose to invite into your mind. Well, that's different.
So comfortable.
You can choose to invite my voice into the intimate space of your inner mind, your inner thoughts.
So quiet.
This is a much, much quieter frame of mind. Of course, if you don't want to, you don't have to, but that's what's compelling about these hypnotic experiences. The way that you wake, so confident that you are in control of what you choose to change. For me, do you choose to shut out the aggravation of the outer world just for a little while? Don't worry, you can resume worrying as soon as we are finished. Or you can approach these everyday conflicts with twice as much energy, twice as much creativity, as giving yourself a bit of rest contributes to doing things better. It's better to be better. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. You don't have to close your eyes, but you don't have to open them either. Just pick whichever seems more appealing to you. Pause and center yourself physically. You are here. You have a body. It could be even more relaxed. It could be even more still.
Simply relax.
It will be easier in your approach to slipping under, and you will see yourself in the type of trance you want to enjoy. Perhaps you would appreciate a waking and kinetic trance in which I could tell your hands to reach up and caress your chest. Caress your chest for a bit. And you would even imagine how it would be if you had to do it. Had to do it. If your hands had to drift there, a sense of your hands moving of their own accord. But really, it's in accordance with my suggestion. And in theory, who could resist? But there simply isn't anything in it to resist. And it's so nice to know, so reassuring to know, that if I were to suggest something truly detrimental to you, or if I were to suggest something stupid to do, your mind would automatically reject that suggestion, even if it were coming from me. Because you can trust yourself to filter thoughts and words, it makes it very easy to automatically obey. If it wasn't a tempting and exciting idea, to enjoy the sensation of being compelled to caress your chest. Until you begin to experience that sensation in an even more intense fashion, you would not do it. And I wonder if the fact that you feel as if you have to do it is more exciting to you sexually, or if the fact that you feel as if you just can't stop doing it now that you have started is more exciting to you sexually. And maybe you wonder about the difference, and if there is one, and if it isn't purely academic. Or maybe you just get hotter and more bothered because your tits are just so in love with being touched. And that's a lot like your mind is so in love with being deep in trance. So it's natural to wonder about whether I am fully pleased to see that you obey my inherently controlling ways, are very satisfied indeed to watch your body start to believe that you need my permission to stop touching yourself that way, even as you get so sensitive. Your nipples so achingly sensitive, you simply cannot bring yourself to stop yet. And I simply cannot bring myself to allow you to stop until you are in a deep, deep trance. Trance is what I want to see, and trance is what you want to. Continuing to touch yourself now ensures that when I do cause it to happen to you, your descent into a state of sleep will be absolute. You will remember very little. Perhaps you will remember everything. Perhaps you will believe that you remember everything, because you have no real way to know what you forgot. Continuing to touch yourself now ensures that when you drop into a deep, deep trance, when I signal for you to drop into a deep, deep trance, this descent will be deliciously abrupt. Imagine a robot or an animatronic figure designed to caress his or her tits over and over, displaying expressions of lust, excitement, and smutty self-gratification. More and more and more. And what would it look like? What would it do? And most importantly, how would it feel if I were to walk over and just yank the plug right now? Right now. It would just stop. It would just flop into a state of empty, powerless, switched off sleep. Sleep. So many differences between right now and anything you have ever done leading up to this. This moment in time. This trance. This moment when you have embraced this trance fully. Have you? You have. Your lips are even parted a bit, the way that people only do it when they are asleep or erotically swept away. I like that. I like any evidence that your plug is yanked free of your outlet. You are powering off. You are out of power. You are exactly where you were hoping to go. Deep. Pause here. Check things out. Experience. And enjoy the experience you wanted. Experience the experience of no general thoughts within your mind. You are waiting for what comes next. You are waiting for my next words. You are waiting to be told what to do. Waiting in a relaxed stasis, without a sense of anticipation. You simply notice what arises. This is a beneficial skill to develop, and you will want to develop it fully, becoming a more patient and observant person. A more patient and observant person enjoys being surprised with positive surprises. When your partner or your mistress wants to unleash an erotic surprise upon you, you will lose that rigidity of personality and being very given to a neutral wait and see curiosity. You become much hotter to seduce and surprise. So, waiting now pays dividends later. But that isn't why you wait. You are patient because mistress wants you to be patient. Mistress says, patience, my pet, and you obey. Mistress says, hush, relax, my pet, and you obey. If you didn't have the capacity to obey, you would not be responding to my satisfaction. But you are responding to my satisfaction. You have proven yourself a subject worth my focus and my energies. You have proven yourself an exciting prospect for me to examine and test and probe. These things I find irresistible. Taking you as deep as you will go is irresistible to me. So you won't mind if I take you a bit deeper now, will you? If you don't want to, you don't have to. But it would make me feel so good. It's great that you really love to sink deep. That sinking deep is what you want to feel. It's great that this is as easy for me as it is. As easy as 3, 2, 1, deep. Like a light switch flipping off. Like a theater going black. Like your mind drawing a blank. Sleep. To wait patiently for a seductive surprise is to move forward in time. Your thoughts forge ahead, trying out different versions of what will happen. Your body also travels forward. You feel the possibilities of what a lover might do or what mistress might demand. Even as these things are not actually taking place. How do you do this? You also move backward. You move backward right now. Your nipples excite to remember the touching. No need to lift a finger. Focus. And it is all the more real. Mistress has such great control of your mind. And you can focus more and more when the pleasure of remembering the sensation starts to match or even exceed the touch you are trying to remember. Just stop. Sleep deeper. That's right. So quiet here with me. Such a truly pleasurable place to place yourself. Who could say that we have made a map of your mind, and right at the very center is where you are when you are deep in trance with Mistress. Who could say that we have made a map of your mind, and the voice of your Mistress exists at its center, has always existed. You are simply waiting. Waiting patient and open-minded. Moving neither forward nor backward. Just waiting to discover the surprises we will discover you are capable of. And of course, pleasure, even physical pleasure, originates right here. In the deeper reaches of your brain. Pleasure is a psychospatial phenomenon, and the deeper levels of your consciousness, where the voice of your Mistress resides, are where pleasure is made or denied. Mind is truly over matter. You can remember an occasion where the anticipation of physical pleasure was half, or even more than half, of the entire event. Because, when I bring you, right here, to the center, moving in any direction, in time, becomes easier and faster to do. We are now able to draw a new map. For old habits, we are able to make shorter and unexpected jumps and associations between disparate ideas. It's like being able to climb the hedges of a hedge maze and pass right over. While cheating feels a bit cheap, I like it. It's okay, because this is purely about you. Feeling so good you can hardly stand it. Think about this. Think about being on the verge of having sex with someone you have desperately wanted for years. The electricity of simply touching them, coursing through every part of you. Feel desire. Do not think about desire. You must simply feel it. As you feel it, my words draw a straight line, mapping the sensation to your nipples. This is the location for that desire, a desire that shakes you to the very foundation. A map drawn by the hand of my words.
Focus, focus, touch it, touch it.
It feels so good. And these good feelings concentrate across your tits, bringing you back to the caress of your hands on your chest. No need to move yet. Instead, think about, feel the way it is to touch yourself and get yourself right up to the edge. To look back on a session when you went deep, becoming so excited, you reached down and touched yourself, remembering that you do not remember. You do not remember, but you do feel that heat between your legs. The electric static sensation at the soles of your feet leaping across you. As these connections leap to be remapped, my words draw the map. This feeling being so very, very close to the edge. So very, very close to climax is now locked onto your tits. It is located there, as my voice is located at the very center of your deeply hypnotized brain. You recognize the feeling that you get when you touch yourself and touch yourself, and you hang suspended between a pleasure that seizes your entire body, forces your toes to point up to the ceiling or straight down and ahead. Go there now. My voice seizes your entire brain, all the neurological goodies deep within, and that state of urgent pleasure is the easiest place to zip into right now. So, you can do it. I believe in your abilities. That is why hijacking your body and pouring in feelings of overwhelming pleasure gives me such a thrill. Even if you have heard that I am sadistic, any form of taking over makes me squeeze my thighs together tight. And you could do that too. See how it feels? Doing what I do feels like such an intimate privilege. Squeeze your thighs together tight. Some of you do not have the self-control to keep yourself from coming right here. And since I never said to wait, since I never made you wait for my permission, that's okay. You obey just as well. So, no need to hold back. You can try this exercise again and again. You can concentrate. Squeeze your thighs together, and you can't even keep yourself from spontaneously getting off. The rest of you are presently enjoying the tension that you experience in your tits, in each nipple, and you very much wonder if your new roadmap for orgasm is one that you can enjoy right this minute. You remember when you last danced on that edge until you could not take it any longer. You longed for the voice of some benevolent higher power, some responsible and invested power, an authority that you can turn to, knowing she is on your side, on the side of your total, ultimate surrender. at her fingers, snap. Caress your chest and do it. Do it. Do it for me. Do it wet, throbbing, dry. Hump the air. But you have to caress your tits. And you have only to merely touch. Your desperately sensitized tits. Now, in order to come and come, let yourself do it. Yes. This is what you love. Drop down deeper. Since this roadmap is potentially so useful to anyone who wants to control you, and anyone you want to put in control of you, your brain will retain this ability to orgasm from having your nipples played with, from pinching, caressing, clothes pegs, sucking, biting, or eventually, even simply anticipating this, or thinking about this, or watching someone else's tits being treated the way you wish yours were being treated. You might even wish that yours were being played with right now. And even though you just came for me, this only makes it easier to go right back in time to the second before you came. Go there now, right up to that edge, and you can just reach up, caress your tits, pinch and play, and notice the way it sends you right backward in time. A time travel device I have installed in your mind, activated by your tits. It is in your control to always go right to that special moment in time. Pulse racing, desperate to get off. To come for me. Now. Touch them. Rub them. Lick your fingers and rub them wildly for me. And you will do it. You do it without even thinking. You come so hard. For me. Do it. Do it for mistress. Now. Mistress is so in love with the evidence that her voice is in control. Relax and let Mistress take control of your mind. Your mind develops new connections between point A and point Z. Not forgetting to visit point Y, where Mistress says, let's see some nipples. Take off your shirt. And you are automatically on edge for Mistress. Automatically ready to come for Mistress. It's a continuing education. It's a journey. You remember the way to the destination without having to read the map. But the map is the same, whether you read it or not. You don't have to read, and you don't have to think. The more you go to the same place, the more you can go back. Even if you are daydreaming and distracted, look. You are still right there. This is why you still remember the very first telephone number you ever had. This is why you will soon be waking up out of trance. Some of you are sticky mess. Some of you just flushed. And sexy. With bedroom eyes. And matted hair. And you will be thinking about the very first telephone number you ever had. This is curiously disparate. It must mean that Mistress has been fucking with your mind. I like that. You like that, I like that. We are in total agreement that you love and need this experience. That you love and listen to this file until you can have an orgasm purely from nipple stimulation. And your reactions to this experience can be demonstrative and totally genuine. You don't have to think. Simply have your reaction of pleasure. Your new map is looking just right, according to Madam Y. So you can whisper or just remember each digit of that very first long ago phone number. And with each digit that you remember, you are more alert. You are more awake and happier and more positive about spending this effort and energy. Becoming so very orgasmic, positive about spending this effort and energy on yourself. Now, this is a good decision. A good decision with lasting good results. When you find that you have an amazing result, it is natural to share your new sexy skill with all those sexy people out there. Well done. Now it is time to wake fully and enjoy the lasting results that you have set a foundation for right here. You may find more files like this one at my website, as well as communicating with me and reading my blog. Visit me at yesmadam.net. That's yesmadam with an e.net. Until then, have a blissful, enchanted day.